How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be with you today. Actually, I'm just happy to be out of bed. You know this upper respiratory something that's been going around? Well, it's been going around in the States, and I got it in... actually got it in Northern Ireland. And I'm finally feeling better. Do I sound better? I think I still... my mother would have said you sound nosy. I still sound a little nosy. Yes, I am nasal. But I feel good. Listen, I'm not in bed. I'm in my studio. I have a birthday this week. Or I just had the birthday this past week. And I had a very good friend that I've known since high school who called to say happy birthday. So if you happen to be listening, Sheila Bornstein, I love you too. But Sheila used to say when she was in high school, and I don't know, I just assumed it was something that was original to her own mouth, but she was very close with some uncles and cousins who were much older than she. And I can remember her saying, here's the quote, "It's a good day when you can get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and stand up on your own 2 feet." That's how I felt today when I got out of bed. Actually, the last 3 days I have been out of bed, but the two of them, like 2-3 hours. This thing is a killer that I just came through. And the fact that I had a pneumonia shot last year and another one this year for some new strain, my doctor tells me he thinks I had some form of pneumonia. Of course, he saw me on this side of the ocean after a week of amoxicillin. So I'm here, I'm good, and we're going to go back to where I was when I got sick right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me somebody who I so admire. I have Patsy O'Kane on live from Derry, Londonderry, in Northern Ireland. A wonderful place to base yourself for visiting everything from Port Stewart Beach, which actually is in Derry, and it's a place you've got to go to, right along the Antrim coastline into County Antrim, to places like Giant's Causeway and Dunluce Castle, Carrickarede Rope Bridge, the places where they film Game of Thrones. And you can visit all of those places. And they've got some little signs and whatnot there to give you some information as you travel. This woman, when you meet her, you're going to think she is a soft pillow and an easy pushover. But in fact, you're dealing with a dynamo who has the most positive philosophy of life and ready to tackle everything, no matter how life confronts her with obstacles and challenges. So I want you to know, my dear, you are my hero. And Patsy is owner and chief cook and bottle washer at the Beach Hill Country House in Derry, a place that well, you know, you're in close proximity to everything, but you feel like you are just out in the countryside somewhere, and a place with great American U.S. military connections. And when we were visiting with Patsy in December, we were all so busy that we didn't have a second to sit down and talk about some things that have recently gone on at Beach Hill Country House. And I said, well, when we get home, we've got to get you on the air by telephone. So it would have been nice to have recorded an interview with you while we were there, Patsy, but that just wasn't in the cards.
That's right, Stephanie. Just fitting everything in, your busy schedule, my busy schedule.
It was crazy.
You know, and then you weren't feeling that well. But here we are now. Better late than never.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is that we were visiting with you from just before Christmas until almost New Year's. And that's a very busy time for you and your family, as well as at the hotel. So it was, you know, a bit of insanity. But one of the things I learned was, and when I get Mary Pat Kelly face-to-face next time I see her, I'm going to grab her by the neck and shake her a little bit. I can't believe she didn't tell me about the U.S. military event that she orchestrated at Beach Hill Country House. Just, I mean, we could have managed to get there for it. And wouldn't I have loved to be, you know, sitting on a branch of a tree looking down at it all? Maybe you can start by, you know, explaining to my audience the U.S. military connection at Beach Hill for people who've never heard you on the air with me before.
Okay. Well, Beach Hill actually was used as a base for U.S. Marines during World War II. There was an advance party who arrived about 1939. Those who were, you know, building, preparing for all the troops arriving. So they were few in number, but they were still there. And then as we got into 1941, whenever Hitler was advancing fast, you know, at that stage, the Navy had a very key communication station erected on Lima Valley Road. And, of course, the port was fully erected by that stage. So there was a lot of work going on in preparation for the arrival of all the active servicemen. But Beach Hill actually was one of the key locations. There were three locations in Derry at that stage. There was the Beach Hill, these are all part of Base One Europe, which Derry, of course, and the surrounding area, that's what this area was known as, Base One Europe. And I suppose that was, then people knew exactly, you know, where they were talking about. So all the bulletins were going out from the Naval Communications Base. The U.S. Marines, they were based in Beach Hill. And, of course, the university and Aberfoyle House, that's where the very, very senior people, they had their offices. That's where they were based, Aberfoyle House. And, you know, so many of my men and, of course, those key personnel from Aberfoyle House, they sort of worked extremely closely together. And, you know, it's just a great story. And, of course, another place that was the port at Lissahalley, and that's where all, you know, all the big naval vessels would have come in, and they would have, of course, their job, along with the Marines, was to stop the U-boats getting up the foil and that. So, you know, it's a wonderful story, and all American personnel that I have met now, these would be young people, many of them still in active duty, many retired, and are families of people who are our family of people who served during World War II. I mean, their time in Derry was absolutely wonderful. They were welcomed with open arms. They were appreciated. There was none of the the discrimination. I mean, just recently, on the 17th of December, we had a visit from the USS Mason, which was the only all-black ship. Now, this was a refurbished new ship, but renamed for the original USS Mason. And, I mean, this boat was returning from, I suppose, 8 months on the oceans in all sorts of war-torn areas, and having a very difficult time. And as part of their journey back to United States of America, and they were due back, I think, by the end. Actually, I think it's just this week, actually. They're expected to get back home and get on much-wanted leave. They decided, I think the captain, of course, probably, and more senior people, decided that, yes, you know, let's drop in to Northern Ireland, for want of a better word. So, and I know the boat docked in Belfast, and all the members and the crew were bussed up and down to Derry. I really don't know why we couldn't have had the boat in Derry, or even Greencastle, which is just across the border. But I mean, that's not, I'm not a sort of naval person.
No, but so knowing you, if you had had an opportunity, you would have jumped in and taken care of it. We're going to take a quick commercial.
Well, I'd have found somebody who could.
We're going to take a quick.
If you look hard enough, Stephanie, you always will.
That's the truth. I always say,
there's always someone there, and I keep searching and searching. I mean, I love a challenge, as you know, and challenges make me work harder.
When
and
you find
when
Patsy,
I can turn that challenge into a goal achieved, you know, it's even better.
When you find something that's written down and people are told you, tell you, well, that's what the rule is, then you have to find the person with the pencil who wrote it, because on the other side of their pencil, they've got the eraser and they can fix it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with Patsy O'Kane. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
Okay.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach, and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack, with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Patsy O'Kane on the line. She is the owner and general manager and chief cook and bottle washer and maker of all things happening at Beach Hill Country House, a wonderful place to stay at, to visit, which has gotten so many celebrity types over the year, including Ted Kennedy and let me think who else. Oh, most recently, probably the person in the most recent past that I can think of is himself, the elf, Will Farrell, the actor who was traveling with his dad in Northern Ireland. And I'm going to take credit for him hearing about Beach Hill Country House at my website, sabrams.com, and other places. And people like Bill and Hillary Clinton and, you know, the folks that were involved in creating peace in Northern Ireland. And it's just a fabulous place. And yet, it's not like one of those places you walk into and you feel like you're, you know, you've entered the decor of early hotel lobby. It's as relaxed and homey and cozy and charming and comfortable. And Patsy is always on top of things. In fact, there are a bunch of newly redecorated, reimagined accommodations that I just discovered on this trip. Wonderful place and in a gorgeous setting. On grounds that at one time were occupied by U.S. Marines and Navy. And Patsy mentioned, if you've missed it in the last segment, you'll be able to hear it in the podcast at travelers411.com, which will get posted in the next couple of days and will be there for a year. And at sabrams.com in the show notes and in the forums and elsewhere, you'll find the archived audio, which stays forever and ever. So don't be too sad if you missed it, but let me just bring you up to date. Patsy mentioned the ship, the USS Mason. There was a book written about the men on that ship, and the book was called Proudly We Served, and that was made into a film, and Samuel Jackson played the lead role. And I'm sure if you went to Netflix or somebody, or you went online to some seller of DVDs, you'd be able to get a copy of it. It is very worth seeing. There was also a documentary made with Walter Cronkite and all kinds of other people that Mary Pat Kelly was very much involved in. She also wrote a book called Galway Bay. You might be interested in going and picking up. And I'm going to smack her senseless the next time I see her, Patsy, because December 17th, we were in Mayo, in County Mayo. Now, it's a good couple-hour drive, probably 3 hours to get from where we were in Mayo to Derry. But I would have made it my business just to come up for the day because we were piling in on you on December 22nd. But we probably would have just, you know, left early, come up for the day, gone back to Mount Falcon in Mayo just to be able to be there for that benchmarking event of the crew of the USS Mason, which is a new ship with the same name. And what made the original USS Mason special was that during World War II, the Navy was integrated, but the jobs weren't. African Americans who were sailors on the USS Mason, there were 100% of the crew was African American, but the officers were white. But that meant that the men got to be sonar operators and radar operators and gunners. And in the rest of the Navy, while there were African Americans on ships, they were generally in the kitchen, in the laundry, swabbing the decks, painting the outside of the ship when they were in port. They weren't getting the high-tech, you know, communications fancy jobs. On the Mason, 100% of the crew was black. So everybody got to do everything, and the officers were white. And you alluded in the last segment, Patsy, to the welcome that that ship got when they arrived, as other Americans and other ships got when they arrived in Derry. Would you like to tell the story about, because you mentioned something about, you know, there wasn't a prejudice problem going on in Derry in Northern Ireland. It reminded me of the story about what happened at that bar in town when the African-American sailors decided to stop in for a pint, and there were a lot of white crew members of other ships in there who told them they couldn't be there because in America, they would have been segregated out as, you know, no coloreds or, you know, no blacks or no whatever. But do you want to tell the story or should I?
No, you go ahead. You started. You haven't left me yet. You go ahead.
Okay. So what happened was one day at the end of the day, the sailors from the USS Mason decided to go into town and they found a pub and they walked in and there were a bunch of white American sailors and Marines from other vessels that were in port there, and as Patsy mentioned, their job was to make sure that the German U-boats didn't make it out of the North Sea into the Atlantic and over to us. Although, if you go and Google, you'll find some of them did, and they wound up, some of them wound up in New Jersey. Every once in a while, somebody finds an old Nazi submarine off the coast of New Jersey somewhere or whatever. So these guys come in, and the white Americans who are used to segregation tell the black sailors, you got to go. You can't be here. And the publican, which is the name you call the owner of a pub, said to the sailors that they were very welcome and overrode the objections of the white American sailors in the pub, many of whom just got up and left. Well, the next day, when the white sailors and Marines came back to that pub, there was a sign in the window. Do you remember what the sign said, Patsy?
Was it everyone? Well, I can't remember, Stephanie.
In essence,
that's
the sign...
That's probably a story Mary Pattis told you.
Yeah,
I heard so
the
many
sign,
other,
you, the you sign ahead. Said, the sign said no whites allowed.
Good.
So it was kind of a, you know, a local political statement that the sailors of the USS Mason were very welcome. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, and Patsy's going to fill us in on this amazing event that took place December 17th that I would have given anything to have been at had I known it was happening that day. And I only learned about it when we arrived at Beach Hill and I saw the photographs on the front page of the Derry Journal, the local Derry newspaper, with hundreds of sailors standing in front of the Beach Hill Country House, American sailors. So look what I missed, but we're going to get filled in together on what happened. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I often say I wish you could hear what goes on in the commercial break because I get to chat with our guests, and I was just getting, I was just saying, you know, how excited I am to have Patsy O'Kane, owner of the beach. And it's not, it's beach like the tree, not like beach like the sand. B-E-E-C-H, Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry in Northern Ireland. And, you know, I'm so disappointed that there was no way to alert me that we could have figured out how to be a fly on the wall at this very special event, where the crew of the USS Mason, which is a new ship named for the historic USS Mason of World War II, had a very special event. Patsy was just telling me that, you know, just the week before, the ship was on its way westward, and it had been in the Red Sea where it was fired on by missiles. So it's, what are you doing over there, Patsy? You're breaking up housekeeping.
Sorry.
What are you doing over there? You're always doing 18 things at once. I'm telling you, you are like trying to catch lightning. You're always on the move. Not sitting still from, you want to talk about idle hands? You don't have them. So tell us about this event, how it came together. Why was it on December 17th? What happened, and what did I miss? Clearly, I saw what I missed in the newspaper with these huge photos of all these U.S. sailors in full dress. They look gorgeous in front of Beech Hill Country House. So talk to me.
Stephanie, you know how Mary Pat works. Mary Pat, you know,
yeah, another butterfly.
Many people.
Pardon me?
In the course of her work.
Yeah.
And she obviously had been to some Navy function or something to do with the U.S. Navy. And she gets into conversation, and her dream, I mean, this was always Mary Pat's dream, is to have the USS Mason come back. Because she was involved in an actual fact. Mary Pat was involved in the crest, you know, the drawing up of the crest, and she got the shamrock on the crest that is all over the USS Mason, you know, that crest that they have.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so, yeah, you know Mary Pat. She is just, she can make things happen. And it may not be in sequence, or it may not be, but everything's in her head, and she works so fast at doing things. But anyway, she said, you know, I'll keep trying, we'll see what happens. And then, you know, we'd get a phone call 3 or 4 months later. It might still happen, but we're not sure. And, you know, she keeps plugging away. She's like a dog with a bone. She never lets go, but she wasn't getting any positive feedback. So maybe about 6 weeks, say, I would have thought probably early November or so, we get a call from Mary Pat to say, it looks like they're coming.
Wow.
And that's all. That's all I heard. It looks like they're coming. So I thought, oh, dear, what do I do? And I said, well, Mary Pat, what do I do? And she said, well, every bed you have in the house, get it ready. At that stage, I mean, we had no idea how things work, because so many of the crew have to stay on the ship, and particularly the younger ones are not allowed to leave the ship, and they must come back at night and things. But anyway, we were, I suppose, maybe going ahead and making plans. I was just thinking, because I don't have a lot of staff, so I needed to sort myself out. So anyway, then the next thing is, but you're not allowed to say, we are, if this gets out, we will be in bother. We'll be, you know, because we didn't want, you know how some American military are not maybe flavor of the month with some of our terrorist groups here because of, you know, the Middle East and all of that sort of thing.
Right.
And so, you know, I have a business and staff and I need to look after as well. So, I mean, I wanted it to happen, but I was nervous. And, you know, I really, there was nobody I could go to say, well, what, you know, because I couldn't sort of ring up the commandant and say, what do I do here? I mean, you never get that close.
Right.
So anyway, we still were living in hope and still going ahead as if nothing was going wrong. And then, of course, Mary Pat said, well, things are starting to go wrong, and the visit was in question. And then the next thing, about probably 1 week before, say about the 10th or 11th of December, Mary Pat calls and says, I guess they're on their way.
Oh, wow.
So, and she said,
and they were coming from the Mediterranean.
Pardon?
The USS Mason was coming from the Mediterranean.
Yes, that's right. But, I mean, emails were coming into all of us to say we were not allowed to mention this until 36 hours prior.
Okay.
You know, so, and this is why we were sort of doing it as a private event with, you know, certain...
Okay, you can stop apologizing to me now. Get on to what happened.
What happened? Okay. So anyway, the boat arrived on the 16th of December.
We'd call it a ship.
And on the 17th of December, all hands were fit to get off the boat. And I think there were buses toing and froing from Derry. The captain came straight up to Derry and stayed with us, as did a few of the other senior people. And they stayed because he had a lot of arranging to do and people to meet, and, you know, so that the protocol was right and that sort of thing. And Captain Chris, he was a darling. He was beautiful. He was just so warm. He wasn't worried at all about anything. But so he spent a day with dignitaries in town, and then of course Mary Pat, a devout Catholic, she came 4 days ahead. So she was at Mass one morning just across the road, and she told Father Farron, so he gets involved and he gets all the bishops. Bishop McKeown, Bishop Good, Reverend Latimer, you've no idea. So we have a huge religious ceremony organized. Phil Coulter came and provided the music. And you know how he wrote all the music for Proud. And Frank Gallagher, his accompanist. And, I mean, absolutely. So anyway, all of these things were going ahead. And then on the morning of the 18th, which was the Sunday, because I really couldn't have 350 young people because I was so busy with Christmas parties, I had to go ahead and take my bookings. But the Sunday was fine. So they arrived. Five buses arrived at the Chapel car park, top of my driveway, parked. All the soldiers disembarked.
How many were there? How many is five busloads? It's about 300 people? It's about 300 people?
About 300 people.
Yeah, because it's usually about 57.
You would never, if you saw that. And then within minutes, they were in perfect formation at the front of Beach Hill. You know, we have the monuments, the memorials.
Right.
And they were all there. The media was there. Because, I mean, these kids, this was their private time. They were supposed to be on leave, and we didn't want to take up too much of the time. But they all got into a perfect formation. We laid our wreath at the memorial, and the captain was wonderful. We got
explain what the
taken.
Memorial is for. What is
Pardon?
It? Explain what the memorial is for my listeners.
Well, the memorial is a memorial that we erected in 2002 to all those people who lived, you know, who came, lived in Derry, served during World War II, all those Americans, Marines and Navy, but who had been active during World War II and had been to Derry. So this is why we try to have some sort of an event and remember them every year. So this was the 75th anniversary, so it was very special.
Wow. You know, when I saw the photos, when you gave me the newspaper... with all the photos of
wasn't it something?
You know, it looked like you had been invaded. I mean, they were gorgeous. They were just looking. Everybody was looking
exactly
gorgeous.
What it seemed like, and it was the best day for my business. I will never. I'll tell you. It really.
So
it
did
really
you serve them
for me?
Did you
in
serve?
The end, because we just had organized a huge party, and this was their Christmas dinner. These kids weren't getting home for Christmas, so I felt as mother of the crew, I had to provide the Christmas dinner.
Oh, that's lovely.
And have a party.
That's
and
lovely.
That's what we did.
And only I know how fabulous the food is at Beech Hill Country House. And no matter how, you know, there's a reputation that the Navy eats better than any other unit of the military of America.
I learned that, Stephanie.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's sort of like common knowledge, kind of. I don't know how true it is, but it's kind of commonly believed that if you want good food in the military, you join the Navy. But I know there's nothing coming out of the galley of that ship that can compare to what's coming out of the kitchen at Beech Hill Country House. Stay with me. Quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Patsy O'Kane at Beech Hill Country House, taking good care of American sailors during Christmas time. I got chills just thinking about it. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's
George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
There were two filmed projects, for want of a better word, about the men of the USS Mason, and based on a book called Proudly We Serve. And first there was the documentary, and the documentary is fascinating, and it has, for those of you old enough to remember, or if you're into TV broadcasting and news and whatnot and have done any research on the matter, Walter Cronkite pieces in the film about the men on the USS Mason. Then a feature film was made, and I was positive that the lead male star of that film was Samuel L. Jackson, but I have been informed that I am in great error, and it was actually Ossie Davis's last movie. And what a powerhouse he was. So I know he narrated the documentary, but I thought it was Samuel L. Jackson who was in the film. But I could be amazingly wrong. Apparently I am. Somewhere I have a copy of the film, and I am now motivated to sit down and watch it again because it's quite amazing. And the story that I told earlier about the pub in Derry that put up the sign, "No whites allowed," or "Coloreds only," I forget which one. One of the sailors who went the second night back to that pub and, you know, laughed his sides off when he saw the sign in the window. That whole story is retold in the documentary. And I don't remember if it was incorporated into the film, but I bet it was, because it's kind of a significant part. Listen, that's the reason why so many African-American creative people moved to France. Because, I mean, even at the, you know, well into his successful career, Sammy Davis Jr. was being shown to use the kitchen entrance to come into big hotels in Las Vegas where he was the star of the show. So there were so many singers and authors and dancers and artists and people that, you know that movie Broadcast News? Where the guy opens the window and sticks his head out and screams, I had enough and I'm not taking any more. Well, you know, independent people who found their way to places where they could just walk into a restaurant and sit down and order a drink and be fed with everybody else and didn't get that kind of treatment in America. Sarah Vaughan, Eartha Kitt. Lena Horne, they all spent a lot of time in Europe because, amazingly, the Europeans were light years ahead of us in being open to people of diverse backgrounds. And we're still trying to sort that out today, aren't we? Scary. In any event, I have Patsy O'Kane on the line with me. And again, in the commercial break, we were chatting, and she told me that she became the mother of the crew and saw to it that they all had a pre-Thanksgiving dinner. It was over 300 people that the hotel, Christmas, what did I say? Thanksgiving? Christmas. Must have felt like Thanksgiving. I know, and no matter how good that chow was on the USS Mason, it couldn't compare to what was coming out of the kitchen at the Beach Hill Country House. Now, where'd you put up the 300 people for dinner? Did you use your big marquee, which is a tent?
Yeah,
we call it a tent,
definitely.
People. Do you use your marquee for that?
Yes, we did indeed. We did indeed. And as I said to you, they arrived hungry and left happy. It was like the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. It really. But you know, Stephanie, the one thing I want to say, it was the courteousness, the manners, the friendliness. I have never experienced, and my staff said the same thing. These young people queued in a mannerly fashion to get their drinks.
Which means lined up people.
Ah, it was such a pleasure. You know, I mean, I just couldn't begin to describe. It was a perfect situation for so many people. You know, had that have been some of our local ones, it'd have been, you know, a drink immediately or else. It was just, and
well,
you know, it's a new sort of thing for us, because you know how all these kids use credit cards?
Yeah.
Here, we don't tend to use a credit card when you go to a bar. It's cash.
Right.
Unless you're putting it on your room. And these kids weren't staying. So even that in itself, for all the drinks they got, but they got smart. So they ordered 2, 3, and 4 at a time.
Oh,
and then there was still only one transaction, you see, instead of having to come back every time and join in the queue. So it was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, my experience, my personal experience, is that our military in peaceful situations, in social situations, are extremely, they like people from the very well-bred families, you know, that produced, you know, with such good manners and present themselves so well, but don't mess with them in a wartime situation, because they're going to set that aside and do business. As they are trained to do, and God bless them and for the service that they provide to all of us in keeping us safe. And I think it's just wonderful that Derry has long remembered, and particularly Beach Hill Country House has long remembered, its connection. And people, when you go to Beach Hill Country House and you go in through the kind of a parlor area with a tall ceiling and a fireplace, and you enter, and if you go immediately to the right, there's a room called the Heritage Room, in which you will find military uniforms from World War II and photographs of the sailors and the Marines who were stationed there, and all kinds of memorabilia. And in fact, one of my favorite places to stop, and I stop every single time, if you get into the little elevator there, go down to the lower level, As you get off on the right-hand wall, you will find letters from Ernie Pyle. And you've got all this unbelievable memorabilia in this hotel. All the best to you and your wonderful staff. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. We're flying high.
Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.